Well, I just received a letter from the Prime Minister yesterday morning around about 10 o'clock in the morning, informing me that he put a recommendation to His Majesty to revoke my appointment as Minister of Finance. However, I am still in the office and I'm still going to the office because I do believe that this appeal process for this revoking is not yet completed. The ultimate authority as per constitution is rested with His Majesty.
Now, the Prime Minister is the caretaker Prime Minister because His Majesty has dissolved Parliament and called fresh elections. Is it legal for a caretaker Prime Minister to make changes to the cabinet like this?
Well, I'm not a legal expert on this area, but however, this, you know, it's a reasonable thinking, and that's what I do think, that as we are in a caretaker government mode, we are not supposed to do anything out of extraordinary, apart from keeping government running as usual. And also, as part of my duties as Minister of Finance, I have the authority to stop any expenses that, in my opinion, it could be delayed until a new government is elected.
Now, I understand that you were informed that you'd been sacked as Finance Minister after you approached the Prime Minister about allocating funds for the fresh elections in November. Is that correct?
It was not part of the allocation. This is something that I need application from the committee who is in charge of coming election, requesting for funding in order for them to go on with the program for the election. And I've tried to circulate a paper on that this morning. However, you know, I got some technical problems with the staff of the Prime Minister's office because they told me that I should have signed that circulation. So this is something I have to refer to the Solicitor General for his legal advice on this matter.
So the Prime Minister's office is dragging the chain a bit on allocation of funds for the fresh elections?
Well, it is the two process has to be done. I have to circulate an approval for seeking additional fund to fund the election, but I'm sure that we should be able to sort it out in the near future.
Did the caretaker Prime Minister, Mr. Pohiva, give you or the Deputy Prime Minister, Mr. Sovaleni, any reasons as to why he was sacking you?
Well, he was interviewed on the radio 2 days ago, and he gave two reasons. One is that we are part of the team who commit conspiracy to dissolve the House. And the second one is with regard to the funding we allocated for the official opening of the Chancellor's building by His Majesty.
So the Prime Minister was accusing you and the Deputy Prime Minister of conspiracy?
Yeah, that's what he said in the interview over the last 2 days.
What's your general attitude towards the decision by His Majesty to dissolve Parliament and call fresh elections? Do you agree with this decision or do you disagree with it?
I think this decision, I don't have the right to agree or disagree on that. I accept the authority vested on His Majesty by the Constitution. He has the right to dissolve the House on his own pleasure. That's what the law said.
Will you be standing at the elections in November yourself?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I'll be running again in the elections.
Will you still be supporting Mr. Pohiva as Prime Minister?
I don't know about that. I'm not sure. I don't know about that now.